The Psalms, and then we're gonna have a time of prayer. We want to be praying for this Saturday evening on Sunday for Brother Andrew coming, and we're going to have tea in the hall as well afterwards to appreciate all the different sisters that's contacted Sharon with bringing different stuff. So there's a few people coming. It's going to come that maybe wouldn't normally come. So we just trust the Lord that the Lord will have his way. Amen. So we're looking forward to Brother Andrew coming. Praise God. And don't forget tonight to keep praying for Sister Alva and the children and Nigel as well and the family. And Sharon's not feeling too well tonight either. So it's that time of year again here in Ireland. The cold goes round, doesn't it? It's a change of seasons. And different ones are getting cold and things. We just pray the Lord to touch all of them. Amen. Let's read Psalms. Psalms 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. And I'm sure in your Bible, the same as mine, there's a wee word there that says Selah, which means think or meditate on these things. That's what that wee word is in there for. So as you read this, you're to think about it, you're to meditate on it. There's a river, the streams whereof shall be made glad, the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen reeds to kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is a refuge. And remember that he changed his name from Jacob to Israel. Amen. And Selah's in there again. We're to think of these things, praise God. Come behold the works of the Lord, the desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow, he cutteth the spear in sunder, he burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah, think upon this. That's the verse. Verse 10 that the Lord gave my dad in 1989, coming back from Gilhall. And in 1989, I was in jail. None of in our house were serving the Lord. And overnight, God changed everything. Basically, overnight. And my dad was restored to the Lord, and my mom, I come to the Lord. Then I led our Philip to the Lord in the front room, Ian to the Lord in the front bedroom. Matthew and Aaron were both led to the Lord as well at one point. And that's how it all started, praise God, all from this one scripture. Now there's one thing I want to tell you about this scripture, and I want you to think of this. Maybe God's given you a scripture in the past, and I'm not meant to be preaching any tonight. I'll just say a couple of words at a time. But I know that everybody here has a verse, I'm sure, that God's given you. Maybe it's 30, 40, or 50 years ago if you're older than me. But I'm going to tell you one thing about it. It's as real tonight as it was when he gave it. And this verse here is as real tonight as when God gave it. And when God gave this scripture, it done something, because it really was a word from the Lord. Now, when you really get a word from the Lord, a scripture that's inspired to you from God, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. And that's God's purpose. God will be exalted in the earth. And we could have friends and loved ones tonight, and maybe they look like heathens. And they are, really, they are. They're not serving the Lord. They're just a bunch of heathens. Let's be honest about it. There's no other way you can call it. But God can save them. That's the thing about it. The Lord can save them, because the Lord will be exalted when he saves them. Praise God. You know, I was telling Brother Gary the night coming in, Rodney's been telling me recently about a man that started coming to church from this man. Been an alcoholic for years, and he's got saved. Now everybody that knows him says, "Ah, I've heard it all before. He's tried everything and it's never worked." But he's got saved, and there's a massive change on him. And other unsaved people don't want to hear that. Sure they don't. But you know it's real. God can really do it. And the night in Israel, I told you it's here on Sunday, I said it, and I was right. I tell you, it wouldn't be long till the propaganda would start, and it has already started. And they'll be showing footage that Israel blew up this and Israel blew up that. And the truth of it is that them other boys blew it up, and it was set up for to be filmed deliberately for the media. That's the truth of it. That's the truth of it. That's the propaganda stunt. That's been going on here in Northern Ireland for years as well. You have a station over here, I'm sure you know the name, it's called Vatican Radio. Sure you've heard of it over here. It doesn't come under that now, but that's the real name of it. And I better say no more about that. Isn't it true? But yet with all, the Lord will be exalted. And the man said to me about Israel, I says they can't be defeated. It's impossible for them to be defeated. Now when you're facing something that can't be defeated, you're wasting your time. And God has said they'll not be defeated, and they will not be defeated. They won't be defeated. And everyone that comes against them, they might as well come against God. That's what they're doing. Because they're God's people, no matter how you look at it. They're God's people. And the Bible says they are. And God promised to Abraham, him that curses you, I'll curse. And him that blesses you, I'll bless. And that was thousands of years ago. That's like this scripture here as well. It's still relevant. See, this is the difference in this Bible than the newspaper. You could pick up a newspaper dated, I don't know when, it's no longer relevant. It's history. But this book is history, but it's more than history, it's living. It's God's living word. This is the living word of God. And when God inspires this word to you, it can do something. And the Lord's promised here, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And the God of Jacob is the refuge for Israel tonight. And he's our refuge tonight, no matter what we're facing, no matter what can grow, he is our refuge tonight. And be still. That means you have to do absolutely nothing. That's what that means. When God gave my dad that scripture, he didn't know what he was going to do with me, because what could he have done with me? Really? I was in rebellion against him, and there's a whole big thing all about that, but that's not important. But God done something. God done the thing that no man could do. God done something. It was the Lord that spoke to me in the jail. God spoke to me. And that changed everything. And you know the interesting thing about it? The devil said to me, you might as well kill yourself. And the Lord said to me, I love you and give myself for you. Two opposites. Whatever the enemy tells you tonight, you know is a lie. And I want you to have encouraged tonight to be still and know that I am God. Sheila, think on these things. The last verse in chapter 48 says this, for this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. God is our God forever and ever. So when the Lord spoke to you, no matter what many years ago it was, he's still the same one tonight. And you know when God gives you a promise, it can happen. And somebody could say, oh God, you told me God was going to do this and that, and I've seen nothing. Well, you need to read the Bible. What would you have said to Abraham? Abraham, did God say anything to you? Abraham would say, did he? Told me I'm going to have a son with Sarah. Well, here, Abraham, that's over 20 years ago. I don't see him. But Abraham would say, well, I believe God anyhow. And then God turned back and said, I know. And it's imputed to you for righteousness, Abraham. And then one day Isaac was born. And God fulfilled what he said. But he didn't do it on Abraham's time or any other man's time. God done it in his time. And what is time of God? What really is time of God? A day is as 1,000 years with God. It's not what the Bible says. It's nothing. We think it's a lot, but it's nothing. And we just thank the Lord tonight that God keeps his word. And Jeremiah tells us he watches over to perform it and bring it to pass. Let's come and let's be in prayer tonight for Brother Andrew coming. God really move in these meetings. I was talking to Andrew today just to see what time he's coming in and all that. And I told him when he comes here, I want him to preach whatever God wants him to preach. And that's what we want to hear. We want to hear from God whatever the Lord has for us. Praise God. And we want to see people coming in and somebody getting saved. Wouldn't that be great? Somebody coming in and getting saved. Praise God. Let's come and bow our heads this evening. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you that we have access into your very presence because of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you tonight for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We thank you tonight that you're ever the same. You're unchanging, and your ways is unchanging. And we bless you tonight for the word of God that you've told us to be still and know that you are God. We know there's nothing happening to miss or out of place, but you're absolutely in control. And even as we've been told that 2,000 years ago on the cross, Jesus Christ assumed full and total responsibility of the devil. We thank you tonight, regardless to what the God of this evil age has planned or wants to do. It's only what you permit him, Lord, because we know he's but a tool in your hand. And we thank you tonight that you are Almighty God, and there's none above you, for you're Almighty. And we bless you for Jesus Christ tonight, that he came the whole way to the cross, and he died in our room, and he died in our stead. And it's through his precious blood that we have access into your throne and into your presence tonight by this new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb. Father, we thank you that we're privileged. We bless you tonight, Lord, that we've been given a name that's above every name. And when we ask anything in that name, you have promised you will do it. We bless you this evening, that you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you need to repent. But you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And your word is here a little, there a little. So is the word of the Lord. Line upon line, precept upon precept. The heaven and earth will pass away, but thy word will not pass away. Not one jot or tittle till all be fulfilled. And Lord, all we see happening tonight on the media, on the news, and everything, we're looking to you. Lord, there's many voices in the world, but you have promised us that your sheep will hear your voice, and they'll know your voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. Help us to have an ear to your voice. Help us to have the spirit of wisdom and revelation and discernment in these evil days, we pray. Keep us, everyone, as the apple of your eye. Father, pray for all the different brethren. Laid aside sick tonight with flus and colds. Lord, we rebuke colds and flus and all these different conditions we have in our bodies because of the fall. We pray for the healing touch of the Master tonight upon every child, on every man, every woman, Sister Alvin, the children, Brother Nigel and the family, my own wife, Sister Sharon tonight, others tonight that maybe we don't even know about in the assembly. We think again of our Sister Lynn, our Brother Edward. We pray for every one of them, and the hand of the Lord will come on them mightily, and that by your stripes and know the healing of God tonight, paid for and purchased on the cross 2,000 years ago. You were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of your peace was upon us, and by your stripes we are healed. We thank you tonight you sent your word and healed them and delivered them. We thank you for it this evening. We pray healing upon your people tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we lift before your brother Andrew Beecham. We thank you for him. We thank you for his testimony, for the ministry you've given him. We pray that you'll cover him with your blood as he comes. Have your angels near him. And we ask that you'll prepare our hearts and bring men and women into this place, maybe they don't normally come, that they'll have an opportunity to hear the message of salvation, and that many will be the slain of the Lord in Jesus' precious name. Father, bless all the brothers and all the sisters. Bless our brother Gary with a song leading and other musicians that will help. We just pray that you'll have your way in this house. We ask you'll sanctify this very building. We ask that every devil and every power of hell will go back from it in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless Brother George the way tonight as well. Sister Winifred, touch them and heal them in their bodies. Bless we Laurie and others tonight. All, Lord, that's near and dear to us, bless them and touch them in Jesus' precious name. Father, we do pray for Israel tonight. We pray for the peace of Israel and the victory to be granted mightily to Israel. We pray you'll rise up against the enemies of your people in Jesus' precious name. You promised when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against it. Have your way, we pray. We ask you again for all our children, all that's near and dear to us, that you'll save every one of them. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And Father, we'll give you all the praise and all the glory. Lord, we do pray as we wait for you tonight and wait in this room that your lovely presence of the Holy Spirit will come, that you'll comfort, that you'll strengthen, that you'll bless, that you'll do each one of us good tonight as we welcome your Holy Spirit in the lovely name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's just continue to seek the Lord tonight. Praise God.